It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Logs, one of the perks of being in radio is people get to hear our voice, which is great.
Sure, that is a perk.
And we don't hear it or see it.
No.
But there are some people behind the scenes that say, hey, your voice would be perfect for this ad. It resonates with the business and that's going to be great.
I think a lot of the time it's like, we've got no other option. You're the only person that's here. Can you please just voice this?
I don't believe that at all because once I got voiced, I got asked to voice a Baker's Delight ad.
And you are so Baker's Delight.
And they said, you know, you're that Aussie young voice that we need. Yeah, and people are going to believe it and they'll want to buy Baker's Delight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the perks that we get to do. We get to record ads, which for me, I think is cool. And they haven't really asked me for quite a while, which makes me think they hate my voice.
No.
But I've heard your voice every now and again pop up on K-Rock.
Yeah.
But what people might not know is we've got other sort of sister radio stations around Victoria and around Australia.
That's right.
And you, Logs, you voice some commercials that we don't hear down here in K-Rock.
Yeah.
But around Mildura and sort of country Victoria, they're hearing your voice.
That's right.
Now, you have done one commercial that Dean, our tech, came in yesterday and said, Loggy, I nearly drove off the road. I was in Mildura and I heard a commercial that you did.
Okay.
And, Loggy, I've got my hands on this ad. It is very, very suggestive.
I think you guys are just talking this up way too much. Because I don't remember doing this.
Loggy, I don't know how you don't remember doing this. Let's go down memory lane. Have a listen to this.
All right.
If you're not getting it enough or you're not satisfied with what you're getting, see the men with the meat that really satisfies. Butcher on Deakin are well known for what they've got and for the way they give it to you. Only the best quality meat with the best quality service. Butcher on Deakin offer you a great selection from a simple snag to mouth-watering delicacies for a special meal.
What?
See the guys with the meat that really satisfies. Butcher on Deakin, Deakin Avenue, Mildura.
Are you joking me?
Is that literally me?
That is you talking about the meat that satisfies.
I don't remember doing it. And they're playing it.
Shall I refresh your memory again?
See the men with the meat that really satisfies.
Wow. What are we talking? Bratwurst sausages, like
little shivapis, little champignons, mushrooms. No, I don't remember that. Okay,
some Swedish meatballs, maybe.
Oh my God, how embarrassing!
See the men with the meat that really satisfies.
Wow!
Oh, stop it!
I'm so glad that audio was brought to my attention because you will never live that down.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Margot Robbie, phenomenal. She's such... I feel so proud when Aussie actors do such a good
job.
Yeah,
so do I.
She's Australian.
She's a superstar. And do you know what? She seems real down to earth too.
100%.
Which is what I love.
Used to be on Rove, used to be on Neighbours.
Yeah.
You know, just an
She was
Aussie
on Rove,
chick.
Like just getting interviewed one day or something. Or...
yeah, I think she was.
She used to be on Rove.
She was on Rove.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
I'm calling myself a cyclist. I bought new bikes for Lou and I for her birthday probably 2 years ago.
Do they have multiple speeds and gears?
They do. Yeah, they're mountain bikes. Oh, no, they're hybrid bikes.
Oh, does that mean road and mountain?
So they're in between.
Yeah.
So it's not as heavy as a mountain bike, but it's a little bit bigger than a road bike.
Yeah, okay.
And I reckon I could count on maybe one, possibly two hands the amount of times we've ridden them in 2 years.
I'm the same with my bike. I'm like, I'm going to ride this all the time. One time since I've been in OG. One time.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But last weekend, the weather was quite nice. Mm-hmm. The sun was out. And I said to Lou, why don't we go for a ride? We're in lockdown. We're allowed to exercise. Mm-hmm. Let's ride our bike.
Yeah.
Now, I hate riding on the road because I'm just scared of cars and stuff like that. But it's actually against the law to ride on the footpath over the age of like 10 or 11 or something.
Yeah, I know. But it's one of those rules, isn't it, where it's like...
Come on, surely. Yeah. I don't know if you're safe on the road. I should be allowed to ride on the footpath.
It's actually safer for me, like, to ride on the path.
Absolutely.
For other people.
And so, yeah, it's safer for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're riding along, and we were in the bike lane feeling real manly, and it started to rain.
Oh, and we were
like, oh, we'll just sit under the tree for a little bit. And then a full dude in Lycra Cruise passed, slowed down. He said, are you guys okay? Thinking we had a punctured tyre.
Oh, bless. Cyclists are always willing to help other cyclists.
And I said, mate, we're all good. Yep, keep cruising. So that is why I think I'm in a position to speak on behalf of the cyclists, because other cyclists think I'm legit.
Okay.
All right?
I think they thought you were in trouble, but yeah, legit in trouble.
Yeah. Jeremy Vine. Now, do you know who he is?
That name sounds familiar.
English presenter, broadcaster and journalist.
Yes.
Over in the UK.
Okay, yeah.
So he has shared a video on his Twitter of people cycling down a country road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is saying people who cycle in the country should be encouraged to ride 2, 3, and 4 abreast like this. Now, for those that don't know what 2 abreast is, it's pretty much just 2 cyclists next to each other.
Yeah, like you're both cycling exactly the same time,
yeah.
Right next to each other.
Yeah, 3 abreast would be 3 in a row.
Yeah.
And 4, you're taking up the whole lane,
yeah,
riding your bike. He said these are the following reasons. Reason 1, it calms the traffic behind them. It infuriates me as a driver.
Yeah. And also,
it makes it less easy for bad drivers to attempt dangerous passes. So he's arguing if there's 2 or 3 next to each other, it's harder for a bad driver to overtake.
It's easier for a bad driver to hurt them.
Exactly. And 3, it is more pleasant and sociable for them, the cyclist, which it is, because you do get to sort of ride next to each other and
you're
have
like, how good's this?
Have a bit of a chat.
Can't wait to have a picnic. I got it all in my basket here.
You've got a basket, don't you, Lux?
Yeah. I put a little boombox in there sometimes, some cheese. It's good.
See, and no one could get angry at that. If you've got a boombox in your basket and a basket full of cheese, no one's getting angry.
Nah, I don't think so.
Maybe.
How do you ride? Do you ride 2 abreast?
Always riding 2 abreast.
Really?
Well, because I like to chat to Lou.
See, you're causing... I'm scared now where this conversation's going.
Yeah, so am I.
We're going to anger the drivers and the cyclists, and that's a bad thing.
Do you wear Lycra?
God, no. Could you imagine this rig in Lycra? I do like the idea of those pants with the padded ass.
Yeah, so do I.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
Morning, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Scientists in outback Queensland have uncovered the fossil of a reptile that soared through the sky like a mythical dragon. The pterosaur could be a new plot for a new Jurassic Park movie.
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
Hi. Andy said, I've never seen Jurassic Park.
Excuse me?
Never really been into it.
Is this guy serious?
No, yeah, he's serious. And I said, I want to slap you in your beautiful face.
Tom and Log.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Now, you have Wags the dog.
Yes.
Love him. Give his Instagram a bit of a plug.
At Wags the Groodle. And people think it's a joke that we have a dog Instagram account. And I originally thought that before getting a dog.
Yeah.
And now I love it.
Are you getting free stuff yet?
No. Oh yeah, we did.
What did you get?
Oh, we got a lead. We got a harness.
Wow.
I got some toys. Got a dog bed. Dog beds can be expensive.
What the hell? Okay, so you're getting a lot of things.
No. Well, it was all from the same company.
Yeah.
And then Wags destroyed the dog bed.
That's not good marketing.
No.
Look, we've got Wombi, okay, at home. He's a little red heeler. Well, he's not a little red heeler. He's quite a stocky boy. He's about a year and a half now.
And he's beautiful.
He is beautiful. He's got such a beautiful face. And he's been a little bit cheeky of late. So we're trying to shape some behaviours.
But how old is he?
A year and a half.
So, I hate to say it.
Yeah.
He's still a puppy, but I feel like the behaviour stuff has to happen real early.
Hey, mate, all right.
No. And I'm the same with Wags. Wags is nearly 1. No, I am. And I'm just sort of like, oh, I wish he was a little bit better on the lead and I wish he didn't bark as much. But I'm like,
yeah,
it's too far gone.
I know. And I feel like I always say to Jimmy, I'm like, we've done him a disservice. We're bad parents. We haven't done things properly.
No, but you haven't, because his way of life that he lives, he gets to go on the couch, he gets to sleep on your bed. Like, he's...
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It
for
is
a dog.
Pretty good, yeah. But he's been a bit cheeky of late, and we're trying to make him into a better dog. You know, sometimes, you know, love hurts, right?
Yeah.
So he has been jumping on the bed. Mm-hmm. He has been sleeping on the bed. And now, over winter, he has been nuzzling under the covers, and he sleeps spine to spine with you. Like, he literally goes right spine to spine with you. And I'm like, I'm disgusted that we've become these people. Because prior to this, what? I would never sleep with an animal in the bed. Massive animal lover, always have been, but it's always you're in your bed and I'm in mine.
100%.
Yeah. So we're trying to get that out of him, okay?
So that's the trait that you're trying to get out of Wombi.
Yeah. So he can sleep inside, he can sleep on the couch, but you're not to come into our bed.
Okay. Oh, so right. I thought you were going to try and put him on his own bed.
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
He still gets to sleep on his own couch.
Bed. Well, yeah. He's on. Well, he's got a bed that he's bitten, but it's still kind of there. So he'll sleep on that or sleep on the couch. Wherever he wants to sleep on that side of the house is fine. We're just trying to not have him sleep in our room.
Which is fair enough.
So what he's been doing is that he will generally jump up in the middle of the night and we just pick him up and we're like, no, and we take him away and then he'll try it again and we're like, no, and then he'll eventually click, 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 click. You can hear his little nails and he'll click off back into the living area.
Yep.
So then we discovered, okay, what we're going to do is actually shut the door.
Yeah, good call.
Right? But he comes up and he scratches the door.
Oh.
And now there's a few scratch marks in the door. And what we discovered is that he was scratching and we thought, oh, he must be needing to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's pretty good. He's so good. He never goes to the toilet inside. He'll always come up to the side of the bed. You'll open your eyes and he'll just be staring there at you. And you're like, oh, my God, okay, toilet. Right? But we try it. We need to take him out before he goes to bed so that everyone has a restful sleep. And that's what we've been doing.
Wow.
So the thing was, last night he was scratching. And normally we're just like, no.
Yep.
No, good. Wombi.
No.
No, on your bed, yep, on your good. Bed. And then he'll click, click, click. But last night he was scratch. And we're just like, nah. And I'm like, I'm not letting him in because that's
what he wants. Starts.
That's exactly what he wants.
Yep.
So I ask you this, Andy. Have you ever been to a famous museum in your travels?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The Louvre.
The Louvre.
Yep.
Right. The National Gallery right here in Melbourne.
Yeah, beautiful.
Right? Yep. MoMA in New York. There's a lot of places. You may have seen on your museum visits a Jackson Pollock. Do you know what a Jackson Pollock is?
I think it's a piece of artwork, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a guy. It's an artist. Yeah. And his artworks are famous because basically he just throws paint on artwork.
Yeah.
Or gets like a bucket of liquid and just splashes it all around.
And it looks good.
It looks great. And then he wipes it into a big, beautiful mess of art. Yeah, well, I walked into a Jackson Pollock at my house this morning. Wombi wasn't scratching at the door because he wanted to get in. Wombi was scratching because he had a very sore tummy.
Oh, it looks no. Like.
So I've walked in.
No!
I've walked in to a crime scene this morning.
Oh!
An absolute crime scene. And not only has he done number ones, and I must say, he's done it not on carpet or anything. He's gone on the floorboards, which is fine.
Yeah.
But he's obviously had a real sore. Let's just say explosion. Something you might see like where bucks nights and hens nights go in Bali, just say. And like it's just, he's had a big night of just being unwell. The best part of it was, well, I was running a little bit late for work. So I had to wake up Jimmy and I said, you need to help me because I cannot do this myself. So I cleaned up the number ones, but I left the Jackson Pollock to Jimmy. And
yuck.
And I just tiptoed out. And Wombi the whole time was just looking on like, I'm so sorry.
Oh. Tom and Long. K-Rock.